Tov. Topic I want to talk about, and I think Rav Sussman also touched about it this morning, is a topic that I think runs through Parshat Shmot and is very important and relevant to our lives. And that is seeing. We live in cities. And things in cities happen all the time. Uncomfortable things that you see. And your brain, as we put it, Douglas Adams put it, activates an SEP device. SEP in Douglas Adams stands for somebody else's problem. Okay, you see a poor person on a street corner, SEP, someone else's problem. You see a mugger, you know, somebody else's problem. Someone yelling at someone in the street, think, somebody else's problem. Your brain blocks it out, ignores it. Okay? Don't get involved. Right? There are certain etiquette in places in the world, and etiquette in like New York City subways is never make eye contact. Why? Because if you made eye contact, that means you saw it. And if you saw it, then you have to acknowledge that whatever craziness you saw is actually existing. Okay? And then you have to, you know, you feel bad about not getting involved because you clearly are not getting involved and you don't want to be part of any of it. Our parsha shows us that that is a bad thing. As much as our instincts want to drive us into that safe place of saying, I didn't really see it. Even if I saw it, it's not my problem. There's nothing I could have done about it. There's nothing I should have done about it. It's somebody else's problem. Leave it to the side. We see from our parsha that that's exactly what you shouldn't be doing. It starts with the mialdot that Rav Sussman talked about this morning. They are given a command, okay, to secretly kill the boys born to Bnei Yisrael, right? And as it would have gone, you know, they could have just said, all right, could have gone with it. They didn't. But it gets more strengthened in continuation of the parsha, where you see Moshe Rabbeinu, prince growing up in Pharaoh's household, right, an adopted prince, and he goes out to Echav. He sees an Egyptian man beating a Jew. Probably happened there every single day. Okay, nothing special. What is his response?
He kills the Egyptian.
He gets involved. It wasn't his business. He gets involved. The next day he sees two Jews fighting. You might say he's a nationalist. He only protects, you know, Jews. He sees two Jews fighting. And what does he do? He says, Vayomer l'Rasha, Lama tekerecha. Right? He gets involved again. Of course, what does that guy respond? Halayogeni ata omer kasher aragta et ha-mitzri. What, do you want to kill me like you killed the Egyptian yesterday? Which means, what's his basically saying? Don't get involved. Okay? It's none of your business. Turn on your SCP device, somebody else's problem, and just keep on with your day, Moshe. Me fighting with this guy, none of your business. Ignore it. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't ignore it. So, Moshe Rabbeinu has to run away from Egypt because of his non-ignoring things. So you might say he might have learned the lesson, right? He gets to Midian, and what does he see? He sees a bunch of shepherds fighting, basically. There's a bunch of girls that came with their father's flock, because their father has no sons, and there are a bunch of male shepherds that are harassing them. Does Moshe Rabbeinu learn the lesson? Does he turn a blind eye, just saying, I'm a foreigner here, I don't belong, somebody else's problem? No. It says, Vayakum Moshe v'yoshiyem v'yashketzom. Moshe goes, basically beats up the other shepherds, saves the girls, and waters their sheep. Now, if you might say, you know, like, you can be a dayak, that this was a routine of harassing the shepherd girls. How do you know? Because when they come home, their father, Reuel, says, Madu amirten bohayom. Meaning, he says, why'd you come back early today? Which means that every day they would get pushed to the back of the line. Every day they would get harassed. Every day they'd have to go through some ordeal to get their water for their sheep. And they accepted it, more or less. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't accept it. The fact that that's the order of things, that Egyptians are beating Jews, doesn't accept it. The fact that Jews are fighting, doesn't accept it. The fact that stronger boys are harassing weaker girls, he doesn't accept it. Okay? He gets involved. He doesn't turn on his somebody else's problem device. Now that's very difficult, gentlemen. Because our entire psychology is really built to protect us. And when we go and get involved in things that really don't concern us, we're opening ourselves up. Moshe Rabbeinu pays a price for his involvement. But the price he pays initially, it pays off. Okay, the order that he was protesting when he saw the Ish Mitzri Makeh Ish Ivri, he's chosen by Hashem to lead those oppressed people out. He's chosen because of those qualities. Okay? He's chosen because he's the type of person that won't just turn a blind eye. We all have callings. We all have things that pop up. And we have to go and make sure that we seize them. We have opportunities. We have opportunities to get involved. And we should be getting involved. And it takes a lot of avodat hamida, gentlemen. A lot of personal work. Because our instinct is really just to duck and cover. That's what it is. We're going to do that, okay? You see something, your instinct is to not get involved. And that instinct is very strong. You have to learn to fight it. You have to learn to say, evil will continue going on if no one gets involved. Okay? All the worst regimes in the world got away with what they did. Not because everyone in their country, or even the majority of the people in their country, were cool and okay and on board with the bad things they did. It's because of people just looking out for themselves, looking for their own self-interest, not getting involved. Right? There's the, you know, they came for that famous poem, right? They came for the Jews, but that was okay. I wasn't Jewish, right? I didn't get involved. They came for the communists. Okay, I wasn't a communist. And they came for this group and that group. And then they came for me. And, you know, there was no one to help save me, right? So I'm not misquoting the poem and I'm butchering it and I apologize. But that's the thing. Meaning you have to get involved. And you have to basically say, even though I don't think that I can change everything, what am I to change anything? But if everyone goes with that attitude, then nothing changes. And what chooses Moshe Rabbeinu, what singles him out, is that drive that says, I'm not going to turn a blind eye. I'm not going to just say, oh, it's horrible things that go on here, and just go on with my day. He's going to see, and he gets involved. And we can all learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it's very hard, that's what we should also try to practice in our lives. We see wrong, we should not just say, we should see what we can do and get involved.